A successful executive once posed a simple question to herself: what would I attempt if I knew I couldn't fail? The answer stunned her. She realized that only fear and self-doubt stood between her current life and the extraordinary future she'd been too afraid to pursue. This revelation captures the essence of self-confidence, not as wishful thinking, but as the bedrock upon which all achievement rests. Your thoughts shape your reality more powerfully than any external circumstance. You're constantly evolving in the direction of your dominant thoughts, literally becoming self-made through habitual thinking patterns. Most people focus on what they fear, then wonder why those very things keep appearing. The profound truth? Whatever you dwell upon grows in your reality. Living in alignment with your deepest values creates unshakable confidence. Even when everything collapses around you, knowing you're doing the right thing provides inner calm that manifests as confidence in any situation. Your outer world reflects your inner world with uncanny precision. True happiness flows from living in harmony with natural laws, invisible yet inviolable principles governing human experience. Research shows companies with clear written values earn 700% greater profits over 25 years than those without. Your journey begins by clarifying what you stand for and won't stand for. What values would you sacrifice for, pay for, or even die for? Here's the catch. When you select a value, it becomes all or nothing. You cannot have a little bit of integrity. Try this exercise. Write your own eulogy. Imagine everyone you care about gathered at your funeral, hearing not just your accomplishments, but the virtues and qualities you are known for. This vision will unconsciously guide your future actions. Your true values reveal themselves not in what you say, but in what you do, especially under stress when pulled in multiple directions. Happiness flows from purposeful activity, not direct pursuit. Self-confidence opens unimagined possibilities. It's the hinge on which achievement turns. You build confidence not by wishing, but by setting and achieving progressively higher goals. Each step forward strengthens your capacity for bigger challenges. You become what you think about most, like a magnet drawing matching circumstances toward you. Fuzzy goals yield fuzzy results. Clear goals yield clear results. Whatever you dwell on continuously grows. Like watering a seed, attention accelerates manifestation. This explains why unwavering dedication to a single purpose accompanies all great achievement. When you concentrate all mental power on one goal, you often surpass more talented individuals whose energies scatter. Your conscious mind holds only one thought at a time, and sustained thoughts become subconscious commands. Clear goals activate all mental laws in your favor, replacing randomness with direction, power, purpose, and focus. True self-confidence stems from excellence in something meaningful to you and others. Unlike aircraft with fixed performance limits, your potential is unlimited. Self-confidence connects to self-efficacy, your sense of competence in performing tasks. When you solve problems effectively, your self-efficacy rises, making you more willing to embrace challenges. Consider Grandma Moses, discouraged from painting as a young farm girl and told to focus on farm life. She married, raised children, and only at 75, after her husband's death, pursued her passion. Starting at 78, she created primitive American landscapes that eventually sold for over $100,000 each. By 101, she had a major New York gallery showing. Finding your ideal work requires self-analysis. What talents come naturally? What have you done well that others find difficult? What subjects attracted you in school? Everyone possesses unique talents. Two tests reveal if you're in the right job. Would you continue working there if you won $1 million tomorrow? Do you watch the clock constantly or barely notice it while absorbed in work you love? Your beliefs shape your reality. You see what you already believe. A bankrupt businessman once received a $500,000 check from a stranger claiming to be John D. Rockefeller. Rather than cashing it, he kept it in his safe, using the confidence it gave him to negotiate with creditors and close major sales. His business recovered within months. A year later, he learned the check writer was an escaped mental patient. His success came from his own confidence, not the check itself. The world accepts you at your own estimation. You must convince yourself first. To maintain high self-confidence, control your thinking and environment, ensuring what enters your mind aligns with your goals. Negative emotions are typically unconscious reactions triggered by external events, habitual responses when someone pushes your hot buttons. Take control by identifying what typically upsets you, then consciously decide to respond calmly. Success begins with accepting reality and distinguishing between problems you can change and facts you must accept. Your inner dialogue determines your emotional life. How you interpret events determines whether you experience positive or negative emotions. You're extraordinary. The odds of anyone having your unique combination of talents are 50 billion to one. A study of 1,500 professionals found only 83 became millionaires over 20 years. Their common trait? They chose fields they enjoyed and became totally absorbed in them, never setting out to make money, but pursuing what they loved. Wealth followed as an afterthought. Over 80% of Americans feel their full potential isn't utilized at work, creating divine discontent when they're not fully challenged. Paul Gauguin exemplifies this. Working as a postal inspector in Paris, he left his job and family to paint in Tahiti. Though his early work was poor, he improved steadily. Today, his paintings hang in the finest museums and are worth millions. Strong people have strong weaknesses too. Most have far more weaknesses than strengths. Unsuccessful people focus too much on these weaknesses, losing sight of their potential strengths. Great success comes from single-minded concentration on doing one thing or a few things extremely well. True character emerges when you function effectively while chaos erupts around you. Stanford research identified two qualities predicting executive success: team performance and crisis management. Your self-esteem directly correlates with your effectiveness under pressure. Historian Arnold Toynbee's Nobel-nominated work examined 21 great civilizations. 20 eventually collapsed. His challenge-response theory revealed that civilizations begin as small groups facing external threats. Those responding positively grow stronger and face increasingly larger challenges. This mirrors our personal lives. When we respond constructively to setbacks, maintaining composure while solving problems, we become more resilient. High achievers respond to disappointment differently. They mentally prepare for setbacks, view failures as situation-specific rather than evidence of incompetence, and develop automatic mental tools for adversity. Accept that success requires failure. All achievement follows repeated setbacks over extended periods. With sufficient self-confidence, you'll attempt almost anything. Since success follows probability laws, more attempts yield greater achievements. Major obstacles exist within your mind, not in external circumstances. Self-confidence isn't given, it's built through purposeful action and unwavering commitment. Start today. Your extraordinary life waits on the other side of fear.